Growing up, my sisters and I only had a very few occasions to be left with a babysitter because, like most parents of my day or generation, they didn't go a lot of places. But when our parents did leave us for just a few hours with someone, it was always with these questions and objections on our part. Where are you going? Why can't I go with you? When will you be back? And I don't want you to go. You see, our parents would tell us where they were going and that they would be back soon, and that we were in good hands with our babysitters, who more likely than not was usually our grandparents. Always before they left, our parents would say, "Be good and play nice with each other, okay?" And they'd look at me. I had one older and one younger, and I kind of, was right there. So if I didn't make one mad, I'd make the other mad. So there you go. But the Christian life is something like being a little child whose mother leaves you for a little while. We live in that little while. That's where you and I live today, in that little while between the time of Jesus' death and resurrection and the time when Jesus will come again. You and I live in that time frame, that little while. We often feel uncertain about God's presence in our lives and what we are supposed to do in the meantime. Jesus knew this, so he called his disciples his little children. He calls you and I his little children, his children. You see, Jesus prepares them for his leaving. He tells them two things: where and why he is going, and how they are to behave while he is gone. Just like a parent tells a child, "This is what you're supposed to do while I'm gone. This is where I'm going to be. Behave yourself while I'm gone." You see, Jesus tells his disciples that he departs in order to do his work. No, they can't go with him, for this work is uniquely his, motivated by love for God and his children. You see, Jesus' work consists of suffering and dying on the cross. And in doing so, he will glorify God, and God will glorify him. You see, you and I couldn't go with him. We couldn't follow him. We could follow him up to the cross, but we couldn't take that place. But he took it for you and me. We can't always go. We can't always do. Sometimes we are left behind to do God's work. You see, it does not sound like much in the way of glory to our ears when we think about what he's left us here to do. Yet this is Jesus' way, not of worldly glory, but of willingly offering himself for the sake of the children that he loves. And you and I are those children, and he loves us beyond measure. You see, we are his children, and we are left here to behave as such. You see, this brings Jesus to his second point. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. That you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. He says that to us in verse 34 and 35. Because when people see you, they will know you are my disciples because you love one another. You exemplify it. You show it in everything that you do, in your waking, in your sleeping, in your walking, in your talking, in your daily routine. You show it by the way you live your life. You see, Jesus' love that brought him to the cross and the Father's love that glorifies the Son brings about a new way of life for children who are left behind. We are left behind because our life is marked exclusively by love. You see, my parents made a plea to my sisters and I, while we are gone, please be good and kind to one another. Just do it at least while we're gone. And I mean starting now. Have you ever heard somebody say that? Don't mean right. I mean now. Not tomorrow, not next week, right now. If you come in here one more time, young'un, that's kind of it. He says, I'm starting with you right now. I want you to be kind to one another. Just so Jesus is telling us that He expects you and I, His children, to practice real love for each other now. The kind of love that He poured out on us on the cross. The kind of love that He bore when He took our burdens upon Him and was nailed to a cross and hung there and died for you and me. And He ascended into heaven to live with His Father. But He left His Spirit here to take care of you and I, to remind us. Oh, how hard a commandment is this. Oh, my goodness, to love everybody. You know, I say, Lord, I love about everybody, but I sure don't have to like them, do I? Not always. You know, I love my family. I love my friends, but sometimes I don't like the way they behave. I don't like some of the things they do, but I love them. It's just like you. I love you all so very much, but I don't always like the way we behave. Sometimes I don't even like the way I behave. How hard a commandment is it to love one another? You see, it comes easily sometimes, but more often loving one another is very hard. When we disagree with somebody, when we are angry, when we do not want to share, when we are jealous, when we've been hurt. You see, yet that's the word that is left for you and I, God's children. Those of us here living in this time of that little while. That little while. Love is our work while our parent Jesus is gone. That's what we're supposed to be working at. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Thank goodness that God gives us the Holy Spirit as our babysitter. He's there to comfort us, to remind us, to help us, to forgive us, to allow us to be able to comfort somebody else, to help somebody else, and to forgive someone else. You see, the Spirit is working now to rebirth us into children who practice Jesus' example of loving one another and who demonstrate to the world the love of God. You see, Jesus leaves us for a little while, but promises to return and take us with Him. Until then, little children, big children, all children, love each other as Jesus has loved us. You see, we ought to love one another as Christ has loved us. And if we do that, how easy our lives will be, how meaningful our lives will be. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." Jesus says, "When you can humble yourself like a little child and come to me." Jesus says, "You are my children, each and every one of you, no matter how young, no matter how old, you are mine. And I love you, and I'm going to take care of you. But I want you to love one another. I want you to remember who you are. And not only that, I want you to remember whose you are." I think about that sometimes when our parents would leave us once in a while. Or when you leave somewhere and go, it says, remember who you are. Remember that you've had a little bit of raising. Remember whose you are. Remember who you belong to. And that's the same thing with this. Jesus says, remember who you belong to because you belong to me. And I haven't left you. I haven't forgotten you. I've left somebody with you to take care of you. So remember that in all that you do. Let us remember that this week. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, what an honor it is to serve you in all that we do. And Lord, I know sometimes it's so very hard to serve you. I know it's hard to love the things around us. I know it's hard to love whenever people are pulling us down and pulling us from every direction. And I know, Lord, that you get frustrated and you get heartbroken and you get angry with us. You get frustrated. But Lord, just be patient with us because we're still growing. We're still learning. We're still accepting. We're still believing. It doesn't all come at one time. It comes throughout a lifetime. We all make mistakes and we all ask for forgiveness. So, Lord, this day allow us all to be willing to come to the throne of grace and fall upon our knees and ask for your forgiveness. For it's in your name I pray. Amen. Our hymn of